consider his words. Consider his words. Consider his words.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're continuing our study in Ephesians chapter 5 about walking with God. And if you'd like to hear all of the messages in this series, you can hear them at our website, considerhisword.org. And while you're there, would you take a moment and click on the Contact Us link and let us know where you're hearing our broadcast today. We would love to hear from you. If you'll send us an address, we'll send you one of our little prayer journals. We've sent out many of these over the years. We'd love to get one into your hands. Now, these are just little pocket journals. They'll fit in a shirt pocket. They'll easily fit in a Bible case or in your purse. And we'd love to send you one. All you have to do is write to us. And so you can write to us through the website, considerhisword.org. You can email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Most write to us through the regular mail, and so you can do that as well. So you can write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. Ephesians chapter 5, we're going to begin reading in verse 14. This will be the final message in this series. Today we're going to be talking about being filled with the Spirit of God, being filled with the Holy Spirit. Look what Paul says. Beginning in verse 14, he said, "Whereof he saith, Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in hymns, psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God, and the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves to one another in the fear of God." Now, we've looked at this whole passage of Scripture over the last several weeks. We talked about how we should walk circumspectly, or walk carefully, walk diligently. We also talked about walking wisely, redeeming the time, making the most of every opportunity. And last time we talked about understanding what the will of the Lord is and how you can know the will of God. Now, as we read the Scripture in verse 18, he said to be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Now, today there is a lot of confusion about the filling of the Holy Spirit. When we get saved, the Bible is very clear about this, the moment you get saved, the Spirit of God indwells us. He comes in and takes up residence. That's why the Bible says that our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. But to be filled with the Spirit means that He has complete control of us, that we are to be filled with the Spirit. Now, he compares it with being drunk with wine. When you're drunk, you have no control. You're out of control. But to be under complete control of God, we must be filled with the Spirit. How does that happen? Well, it's not a second work of grace, as many claim. It comes by confessing our sin, being fully surrendered to God, asking Him to fill us. and to work in us. Now, the filling of God, the filling of the Spirit of God, empowers us to do the work of God. It's also, I believe, indicative of our close relationship with the Lord. And really, when we are filled with the Spirit of God, it means that we don't get more of the Holy Spirit. No, it means that the Spirit of God has more of us as we surrender ourselves daily. Remember what Jesus said. He said, if any man come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. So being filled with the Spirit is a denial of self and a full, complete surrender to God. Being filled with the Spirit is so important. And I believe that many believers today are so confused about this. Now, you can be filled with the Spirit many times. In fact, we should seek the filling of the Spirit every day. Now, don't forget, you're already indwelt with the Holy Spirit. So you're not looking for the Holy Spirit to come in. You already have the Holy Spirit. The question is, how much does the Holy Spirit have of you? Are you fully surrendered to Him? Are you offering Him a clean vessel? The Bible says that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so He comes in and cleans us up. God will not fill a dirty vessel. Just like you would not go to the sink and pick up the dirtiest glass you could find on the counter to get a drink. No, you look for a clean glass. Even if the glass is dirty, go pick it up and rinse it out. And God will not use a dirty vessel either. And so He wants you to be clean. So we confess our sin. We find ourselves clean before Him as He forgives us our sin. And we fully surrender ourselves to Him. Now, where much of the controversy comes from is, what does it mean to be filled with the Spirit of God in terms of how does it show? I'll tell you, there are so many doctrines out there and so many things that you hear that I'm afraid some of them, not all of them, but I believe some of them border on being demonic. And so you've got to be very careful here. And I believe here, Paul tells us what to look for in the filling of the Holy Spirit. Look at the next verse in verse 19. He said, we are to be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. In the psalms, I believe there is praise and worship. When you're filled with the Spirit, you're just going to naturally be so in tune with God that you're going to worship Him. We find those in the psalms. You may be even quoting some of the psalms and singing to the psalms. Notice that all of this revolves around singing. He said, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Have you ever found yourself just singing hymns? They just come to your mind and come to your heart and you just start singing. It could be because you're filled with the Spirit that day. And so it comes out in praise and worship. Now notice that the singing, he said, is in your heart, making melody in your heart. And notice where it goes, to the Lord. There's going to be singing. And I believe out of this worship and out of this singing comes a true worship of the Father. It's not shown by some outward sign. Notice all of these things are inward. They're not things that are on the outside. Now, I believe that if you're walking with God and you're walking close to God, people are going to see that. Jesus said, let your light so shine among men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. And it is the Holy Spirit that enables us to carry out those good works for Him. But you see, the inward evidence is a heart of melody. A heart that is so close to God, it breaks out in worship and breaks out in song. Notice he said psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Certainly hymns are songs that we sing to God. You know, you realize that many of the hymns that we sing, and you ought to think about this every time you sing a song, many songs we sing to God. I worship you, Almighty God. Some songs we sing to God, some songs we sing about God, And, you know, some of the songs we sing about life experiences. I believe if you go through your hymn book, you're going to find every one of these categories in one way or the other. But notice that it is the Psalms, the songs to God, that begin to well up in our heart as we worship the Lord. Singing, he said, and making melody in your heart to the Lord. And in that song is worship, and in that song, I believe, is true gratitude. Notice in verse 20, he said, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Out of that heart of worship comes a heart of gratitude. I've been hearing lately about a kind of a new trend, and I think it's a good thing of keeping a gratitude journal to think every day, take a few moments and think about what you're grateful for today. You ought to be thankful every day for your salvation and for God's provision. And I know that right now many are under all kinds of storms and winter weather out there, but just be thankful for what God has provided for you and be thankful unto him. We have begun on our devotions in the evening as we sit down, especially with our granddaughter who's been staying with us recently. At night, now we don't do this every night, but frequently we'll stop and go around with each of us and say, what are you thankful for today? And we're trying to teach her to be grateful, to have a heart of gratitude. You know what happens when you don't have a heart of gratitude? You become a complainer and a whiner, and nobody wants to be around that. And so when we're filled with the Spirit of God, I want you to notice this now, that there is praise and worship in the music. There is a genuine gratefulness and gratitude in our heart, giving thanks, he said, to the Father and giving him glory and thanksgiving for what he has done for us. Somehow we've relegated Thanksgiving to one day a year. It ought to be every day. So are you walking with God? Walking with God on purpose, depending on him, seeking his wisdom, walking in his wisdom, walking circumspectly, redeeming the time, understanding his will under the filling of the Spirit of God. Our time is gone. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy, word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word.